This is SBS World News. I'm Maya Jameson. In this bulletin, out-of-control fires continue to burn in New South Wales and Queensland. A new survey finds over 55% of Australian adults personally know someone who has died by suicide. And a high-profile minister quits Britain's Conservative Party over Brexit. Queenslanders have been told to remain prepared for bushfire threats as severe conditions continue to fuel blazes which have destroyed more than a dozen homes. Almost 70 fires raged across the state on Saturday. Most of the state is rated a very high fire danger due to gusty winds and dry conditions, which are expected to continue today. Meanwhile, New South Wales Premier is warning that bushfires burning in the state are just a taste of what summer will bring. Over 60 bush and grass fires continue to burn across New South Wales. Gladys Berejiklian predicting the worst is still to come.
If nothing else, the fires in September and the severity of these fires tell us what a horrific bushfire season we're going to have in upcoming months, given we're only in the first few days of spring and we know it's going to be a very dry spring and a very dry summer.
A new survey has found 56% of Australian adults personally know someone who has died by suicide, while one in two young people aged 18 to 24 knew at least one person who had been impacted. Suicide Prevention Australia's Chief Executive Niamh Murray says the numbers show the scale of suicide's reach into the broader community.
Suicide doesn't just impact the individual who has died, but clearly their family, their friends, their workplaces and their broader community. So the ripple effect of one suicide is very profound.
Meanwhile, almost two-thirds of young people are experiencing worrying levels of exam stress, and one in 10 are suffering from extreme stress when it comes to exams. A survey by youth mental health organisation Reach Out interviewed people aged between 14 and 25 and found that despite high levels of exam stress, 66% of students said they do not seek external help to manage the stress. Overseas, and a high-profile British politician has quit the ruling Conservative Party, saying she doesn't believe leaving the European Union with a deal was the government's main objective. Work and Pensions Secretary Amber Rudd has criticised Prime Minister Boris Johnson's failure to pursue a deal, as well as his purge of 21 senior Conservative MPs.
And at the moment, there is a lot of work going on into no deal, and not enough going into getting a deal. And then on top of that, I've seen 21 of my colleagues, good, strong, conservative MPs with true, moderate, progressive values, excluded from the party, indicating that the Conservative Party, that is such a force for good in government in this country, no longer has a place for people who have different views on the European Union. And I can't stand by that.
Pope Francis has criticised the illegal logging and exploitation of Madagascar's unique natural resources during a visit to the Indian Ocean nation. He called for the government to fight what he called the corruption that is ravaging the island's environment and keeping its people in inhumane poverty.
On the island of Madagascar, the deterioration of biodiversity compromises the future of the country and of the earth. As you know, the last forests are menaced by forest fires, poaching, the unrestricted cutting down of valuable woodlands.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 25, Adelaide, showers 16. Melbourne, showers increasing at 14. Hobart, evening showers 15. Canberra, a late shower or two with 14 degrees. Wollongong, wind easing but mostly sunny, 18. Sydney, sunny with wind easing 20. Newcastle, similar conditions 20. Brisbane, sunny 25. Cairns, much the same but 30. And Darwin, also sunny, 34 degrees. This is SBS News.